All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Budget to actual reports for the month of December?
A motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Payment of bills for December 27th and January 8th abstracts.
Motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I don't see anybody here that's on my list, so we're going to go right to the reports of the committees. Mr. Fitzsimmons?
Nothing new to report, just ongoing projects.
Jess?
Water and sewer bills were mailed out on December 29th, due by January 31st without penalty. Village elections will be held on March 19th. Nomination petitions are available in the office for pickup. I compiled a lot of paperwork and submitted all the, everything for the CDBG grant. We scheduled all classes, lodging, materials, everything Alan needed for his sewer classes. We had a lot of UDIC pickups this month. Communication with, I mean, having 911 really guarding the legal name of Lake Drive and research on that. Worked with John Minow regarding finalizing the bond finally for the water tower. Christie worked on getting the order for the doors and the windows for the community center and a lot of the contractor to get access to get those. We had multiple final readings and tax searches. A lot of correspondence and documentations with Assistant CO DeRuzio regarding landlord violations. Compiled bills for gas and diesel at the request of Tom Pino. I worked with Steve and Grimm to update the net DNR certifications for reporting. Compiled information for a really large bill request, and office will be closed Monday, January 15th for Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Woo-hoo. Library report. Toby's not here. A lot of stuff going on, including a heliotropic group painting show that is on display now. They had 48 people in virtual attendance, 589 entered the library physically. We've got quite a few donations coming up. Toby's working hard on closing out some of the overdrive issues that have been coming up. But other than that, it has been a quiet and productive month of the library as usual. Nothing to report.
Community Center.
Okay, I have that. Report for December. The facility was checked during the month and the center was rented for a family party. Crocheting was up there this month, as well as the scouts, the Community Day Committee, and the community members used it to honor George Brown. She wants to thank the scouts because they decorated the center and the Christmas tree up there. And plans are underway for Amelia McIsaac to lead a puppet camp in the spring.
Thank you. Vern?
So, month of December, we had 8 calls for service, 103 property checks, issued 40 UTTs, 36 B&T warnings, and we've handed out numerous reminders for overnight parking and knock on doors aren't out. So
it's time to start
now,
taking them.
Now it's January. So.
Because it was a bit of a pain.
Yes. So maybe, if and when there's snowstorms, our plan is that so that the cars, if any cars are parked on the street, then we'll just call, and have them towed.
Church was, there was a couple on Church, and there was one parked down here by the post office, which was problematic. Church is too narrow. So if we can get that taken care of for the next storm, I agree. Let's see. Sally's not here.
There's no board meeting in December anyway. Okay. So, yeah. Things are moving along as usual, and there is a. She submitted, sent an email and submitted some paperwork about an update to the grants that was submitted. So if anyone has to look at it, it's on the website, or we have copies.
EPW and water.
Oh, I Sorry.
We're here.
That's why I'm like, sorry, guys.
All right. Well, since I don't know who's supposed to go first, Tom, you might as well.
That's perfect.
All right. I didn't know it was a contest. So we should hear about the grant to do the inventory, analysis. From all the bars on this building, hopefully in the next 2 weeks. Otherwise, there's nothing else to report there. The greenhouse gas inventory, I believe, is completed. We're just waiting for the complete inventory, the gas desk. Is that?
I sent them.
You sent them?
Everybody, I put them in Google. I can check tomorrow, but I definitely did. It was all done.
All right, I'll check with you. Okay. It's been holidays, so I haven't completely up on it. Okay, but and that's completed then.
Yeah, great. They're all close.
Okay, all right, that's great. Okay, we're still ongoing seeking companies to look at the sewage treatment plant for photovoltaic installation. That's ongoing, and the county-wide adaptation resiliency survey went out, but I haven't seen anything published yet on the results of that, and we're hoping that the results of that survey to help inform the comprehensive plan for what kind of things in terms of climate change should be in the comprehensive plan. So as soon as we get that, that'll happen. The clean heating and cooling campaign is ongoing. Along with the countywide composting, we're collaborating with Chatham on trying to work out a way in which the towns and villages can participate more fully in the countywide composting. And that's the equipment the county purchased, and it's working at just a fraction of its capacity. And it's because they're not getting enough food from the municipalities. So we're working on trying to make that more successful. For the bronze certification, we're going to be just short of the number of points required for the January submission. So now we're looking at the April 5th submission. But with the thing and just a couple of other credits, we should make that. One of the things that we're going to be looking at to get the board to approve is something called a climate action plan, and that's just it's on paper, but it does have to be approved. You can get started on it by the trustees. So I'll have more information for that in the next. What's involved with what is called a climate action plan, but you get a lot of credits for it. And the NYSERDA clean energy program, which works on a completely different point system, according to Haley, they've revamped for 2024, and there's a really substantial grant money available if you get the number of points to reach a certain milestone. Philmont, so that the number of points is 5,000 points, completely different system, but Philmont already has 3,100 just from what we have now, and we think with the greenhouse gas inventory and with the bronze certification and a couple of other things, we can get to that 5,000 credits. And that all has to be done by October of 2024. So we are going to, the committee is going to be working very hard on just those things that will get us those credits to get to that point. Because it's a substantial grant.
So that thing that Michael's working on is going to help that?
Yes. That does count for it as one of the items that's on the list.
What? Now, I had those heat pumps installed in my house 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So So how does that help you guys?
Justin.
Okay. Good.
I just had additional solar panels just a couple months ago. Won't count because it only works from the time that it was registered with NYSERDA.
Okay.
For the different programs, EPOM, solar panels, they're all in there. So it's basically anything, I don't remember the exact dates, but they were just from a few months ago. But anyone who's done that work from a few months ago, going forward, will count.
All right.
And it doesn't take many. It's only like five. You need five individuals or businesses to do it.
Yeah, there's probably 50 in the village that have had them done.
Yeah. No. It's ongoing. I think you'll see more cropping up.
Yeah.
And we can work with Leheim on that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yep, that's the best way to do it. And the final thing is the appointment to the County Environmental Management Council went through, so I am now the official representative of Gilmont on that.
Ms. Andrews?
Mine's rather short today, because we didn't have a meeting also in December, but I did want to be here today because I knew Deborah wasn't going to be here, so at our next upcoming meeting, which is on Wednesday, we will be reviewing the stakeholder interview plan, which is going to fall apart a little bit, beginning to envision our next public meeting, which is in March, and we also are beginning to look at the drafts for the deliverables for phase one, so they're we can sort of wrap that up. That's all that I have to say on that. But also just that I spoke to Deborah briefly, and she wanted me to share that three people have responded so far to the request for proposals for the housing needs assessment, and the deadline is the 19th. So she does have some.
I just have one this morning.
Okay. Yeah,
thanks. Now we'll do the DPW and the water. I don't have much to do with DPW anymore, but as you can see, the streets got plowed and the sidewalks were done today. Louis seems to be handling things rather well. Cliff has been fighting with Smith Control about getting our pumps to work properly. They're just not talking to each other, right? And Smith Control has the only key to the process. We're going to start working on our water buildings. We have several. First one is the lift station up on Summit Street. There's a pump that needs to be replaced in that, and we have to get a dialer. So when that goes bad, it calls Cliff. That's our first building. Then we'll just continue the one. That's the one that needs the most repair, so then we'll just move on. Other than that, we took the boys to, took everybody to lunch. Doug and I and Skip took everybody to lunch for Christmas. We judged the Christmas trees. Doug and I had a couple meetings about something, but I can't remember if he will. He writes things down. I do not. That's about it. You might as well start, Doug.
When you get to be my age, you'll start writing stuff down, too. One thing we did was that fire meeting in Clover.
Yep.
You want to mention about that?
Go ahead.
So we met with basically all the Clover fire companies. They were just talking about actually, the meeting was led by Kippy Weigel, and he wanted to get everybody talking together to see how things could maybe be made more efficient. And apparently, there's an issue with Churchtown and their lack of ability to get volunteers. So maybe there will be some consolidation. But it's good that the fire companies talk together because all of the equipment should mesh. You know, the packs, the fire hydrant fittings and all that stuff, so that was down at the Power Firehouse. Any other things I forgot about that?
No.
And like Brian said, we judged the lights and did a Christmas little luncheon for the employees. I went to the workshop meeting. I checked the properties and there have been really no major issues. I painted the door in the community center. That was kind of left when George died, half done, so I just finished that. Saturday, I met with Rice and Lipka, who were the architects. That won the Sally's Grant thing. And I showed them the warehouse and the community center and the surrounding areas. We were probably meeting for a good hour and a half. They seemed very appreciative of helping Philmont, and they were very cordial. They seemed very professional. It was a good meeting. I'm glad that I got to meet them and take them around. And the last thing is that there is a, or was, a citizen committee for the memorial trees on Maple Avenue. And that was started by Dot Bowes back, 20 years ago, probably, or whoever remembers. And when she died, Mark Decker took it over, but now he has moved to West Virginia. So it's not really an official village committee. It's more like the community day committee, where it's an offshoot. It's a citizen committee, okay? So I'm just gonna put the word out there right now that we would like, if somebody would take over the Maple Avenue Memorial Trees project in the future. I talked with Mark today. There is no paperwork or any other things like that. It seemed like he was running it quite informally. People would ask for a memorial and a tree, and he was just contacting a nursery and having Cantelli's do the little plaques and putting them in. So anyway, there might be a little maintenance and so on that goes along with that, but basically those memorials have just been fine without any maintenance. So that would be it. We need to get somebody for that committee to put the word out somehow.
When Deborah gets back, we can have her put it on the website, and then you guys can put it on Facebook. You can do that right from the office.
Didn't Chuck do the trees originally?
Chuck, yeah.
But he's moved out of the village, too.
He's, yeah.
When he fell, he was gone. I mean, I don't have any contact for him. If you do, we could ask him, but I kind of think that we probably need some fresh blood to take that over.
Chucky's pretty good.
You live on Maple Avenue now, Robin.
I know. I feel like, are you mentioning
that
specifically tonight? is there room for more trees?
We'll replace them when they die. Yeah.
I would say, I don't know, as you're going north, the west side, the left side is pretty well filled in, I think.
Yeah.
And on the side that you and I live on, there's so many of those.
There's other trees, right?
There's other trees, those, you know.
There hasn't been a big rush on them, so.
No, there hasn't been a rush.
I'm sure it's not going to become a problem.
But we got an email about it today. That was only about something we wanted to know.
About
the maintenance. And they wanted a picture of one of their relatives. They don't live around here. So if somebody wants to take that, I don't think it would be a lot of work.
No, it's not going to be a huge amount of work, but we'll get it out there. Somebody will get it.
Decorated my truck and gave Santa a ride in the parade for the little children, and parked over in the parking lot of the nutrition center as usual. Hadn't done that for a couple of years because they wanted to do it in the firehouse. It's So now they're back, going to be doing it like we did before. Judge of Christmas lights, went to luncheon with you guys. It's about all right now until things start breaking.
Jason?
Nothing to report, just usual business.
Fire department.
I just saw the number here. Anyway, 11 calls for the month. 9 of them were pump outs for that storm. I expect it to be the same situation tomorrow night as we get a lot of inches of rain and possibly lose power. So we're getting ready for that. Other than that, it was a pretty quiet month for the fire department. That's it. Nothing to report. You're ready for tomorrow night.
Correspondence listed on the been provided in the hard copy from the office. Motions and resolutions.
Motion to identify the village meeting hall located at the rear of 124 Main Street, Philmont, New York, as the polling place for the village elections to be held on Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, with polls being open from 12 noon.
Motion. I have a motion and need a second.
Does it usually open at noon? Doesn't it open earlier?
No.
Noon to 9.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Election.
Second. I'll second the motion. Just want to make sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to appoint Kurt Basil, Marty Miller, and Monty Jennings as election inspectors for the March 19th, 2024 village elections to be held in the village meeting hall from 12 noon to 9 p.m. at the daily rate of $150 each.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to authorize the mayor and board of trustees to sign the annual LoSAP agreement with Ted Flux.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to credit account 1650 Carroll Block in the amount of $289.28 for the sewer portion only of the January invoice due to a leak.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion to reimburse OAC Vern Doyle in the amount of $480 for a payment associated with the mail, email for the Village of Philmont Police Department.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Let's go to new business. So we have to pick a name for Lake Drive, Lakeview Drive, or whatever that is. I think Doug's going to contact the authority to see what it should be called. And then
I'll contact the historian to see if there's any history on the name of the street. Because right now there's three names. And 911 is mad at us. So I will ask the...
It's the road by the reservoir.
That's there you go. Road by the reservoir.
Lake Shore, that's another one, too.
Yeah.
That's what it used
to
be.
I'm going to contact the historian and see if he can point us in the right direction and make a determination. And then I guess Rob will write up a resolution.
Yeah, like we said, the historian should be able to.
The
historian should be able to pull up some of the old atlas maps and things from the 1800s and maybe give you an indication of what the original name was, and then we'll just adopt it by resolution or ratify it.
Okay. Other new business. We need training this year.
Okay.
You going to set that up for us? We got to.
So even though Jason and I have taken it, we got to do it again?
We do it in a workshop. You're not going to come to the workshop?
That's a bad attitude.
What else you got to do, Doug?
All right. Jason's not complaining. All
I would like to thank Kippy for making the transition to... with a DPW seamless. I mean, everything's worked out well. It's not a huge money saver for us by any stretch of the word, but the work is getting done, and it's taken a lot of the weight off us. So he was instrumental in getting that through, him along with Stephen Hook. So I need to thank him for that. While we were at the fire meeting the other night, Kovrick was taking the machine guns out from the square that used to belong in Philmont. They were up to the Legion. I called Jeff French, and we are getting them back. They're going to go next to the memorial down across from the pizza place.
Okay.
Good. The two machine guns and the stone. The boys are cleaning them up. Louis having the boys clean them up. He pulled the concrete and all, so all they got to do is bury them. I think it'll look nice down there. Jeff and Richie Morris were more than happy to have him back. Felt well. Well, training in the guns, that's about all I have. You got anything?
No.
We got any money? Do you know if we have any money left for sidewalks next year? Do we? So we can do more?
I had the figures last meeting. I don't have this meeting, though.
Well, if we got money left over, we're doing good.
Yeah, there was money left.
We got a lot done.
Yep.
That was pretty efficient. I was happy with the progress.
You had the right man on there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you've been trying to get it done for so many years.
I know. Very true.
It was only fitting that you got it.
Yeah, it was like 9 or 10 years just through Church Street.
So
kept saying I would do it.
I gave you the opportunity.
I did it.
Did a nice job. I got nothing else.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Yeah, I have a GoDaddy, and
oops.
But they automatically.
Nice to see you, ladies.
Nice to see you. Barb. Happy New Year.
Barb.
Merry
Christmas. Sorry.
The one that's in front of one, I don't know if anybody can do this.
Mr. Payne.